This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European countries have begun to close schools and cancel surgeries, going well beyond curbs on social life, as overwhelmed authorities face their nightmare scenario of a COVID-19 resurgence right before the onset of winter. Most European nations eased lockdowns over the summer to start reviving economies already heading for unprecedented downturns and job losses from the pandemic's first wave. But the return of normal activity, from packed restaurants to new university terms, fueled a sharply rising spike in cases all over the continent. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his plan to reduce growing rates of COVID-19 cases, dismissing opposition calls for another national lockdown by saying his regional approach would work. Johnson told Parliament Wednesday, quote, "The advice that I have today is that if we do the regional approach, we can bring down the reproduction rate and we can bring down the virus," end quote. And he added, quote, "The whole point is to seize this moment now to avoid the misery of another national lockdown," end quote. Britain's transport minister said Wednesday his coronavirus testing plans would get more people flying in the months ahead, sounding an optimistic note at a time when travel companies are struggling to survive. A 14-day quarantine for arrivals from most countries could be replaced by an as yet unspecified shorter isolation period, followed by a negative test result under plans that Transport Minister Grant Shapps set out last week. Russia will resume flights to Japan, Cuba, and Serbia, the government said Wednesday. The government said it had authorized 2 flights a week to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, as well as 2 flights a week to 2 Cuban airports and 3 flights to Tokyo. You can read more about these stories on voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.